Welcome. This is Mary James with the Passive House Accelerator and Ilka Cassidy. Thanks for tuning in to this special episode of the Passive House podcast. We'll be talking about Reimagine Buildings 24, a 24-hour around-the-world global online conference being held March 7th and 8th. Today, we'll be speaking with Rosalia Garcia from Plataforma de Edificación Passive House, or PEP, who will be a featured speaker at Reimagine Buildings 24. Welcome, Rosalia.
Thank you. It's my pleasure to be here. Thanks.
We're very excited that PEP is going to be joining the Accelerator as a community partner for Reimagine Buildings 24. And you're going to be helping us to understand about the exciting Passive House progress in Spain and how buildings are being reimagined there, yes?
Yeah. Well, we are preparing and organizing a lot of activities and a lot of projects. So yeah, we are really excited to this event.
That's great. And can you tell us, you mentioned activities. I think you're going to be having some sort of live event there. Can you tell us a little about that?
Yeah. We are organizing an in-person event. We are going to visit SOPAS in Barcelona, which is NRFIT and of certified building from the beginning of the 20th century in Barcelona, built with low carbon impact materials. And it's also certified as a CO2 neutral building with a Spanish seal called Ecometro. And is from Energy House Architect, that you probably know them. And well, this is the in-person event we are organizing. Then we are preparing other activities and other projects to speak about. We as PEP, no, as the Spanish Passive House Association, also will give a talk about Passive House policy success in Spain, and more or less what we do, where we are doing with the institution and the policymakers to convince them to disseminate and promote Passive House. And this is for us. And then we will have the pleasure to listen to different projects, to listen to some experts from here, from Spain. And one of will be Cora Green City, which is a co-living in Vitoria. It's like an apart hotel that offers flexible living and also is the largest passive house accommodation in Europe. And Vitoria was named European Green City, I think, in 2012. And is known also for its efforts to protect the environment. And so it's considered a reference city for us in this regard. And the next project is a Live Zero Energy Mall, which is a pioneering self-sufficient military base in extreme climates, and has been tested in Zaragoza. And its goal is to be tested too in the Spanish Arctic research base. So, this project is also a pioneer in the use of hydrogen in buildings and is funded by the European Union, and it's a really interesting project. The next project is a public health center in La Robla, which is a small village in León, which is in the north of Spain. And this project reuses material from the blasting of the old thermal power plant located in this municipality. And it has been used on its facade. And the two next projects, both are retrofit residential buildings. One of them is Colon 11 building in Vigo. and it's a retrofit of an old hotel turned into a multifamily building. And the other is a retrofit of a residential building in the city of Madrid. Both are really good projects and really great ones. And going south, we will have the pleasure also to know more about a Hotel Triana, which is in Sevilla, with the typical Andalusian architecture, and it's really beautiful. And also Urban Litoral, that these are two new built residential buildings in warm climate in Malaga, which is really close and similar to the climate you have in California. And so as you can imagine, both projects has been really challenging in relation to strategies and construction solution for this kind of climate. Well, I'm not going to tell you any more about it because I don't want to give any spoiler away. So we really encourage you to sign up for the event and don't miss out on these amazing projects.
They do sound just very exciting to hear about, and such a range of climates that are in Spain. I mean, I think people maybe forget.
Yeah.
From the north of Spain to the south, it's like California, right? The north of California to the south of California.
Exactly.
Quite a climate.
Yeah, totally different climates. Yeah. And regarding Spanish speakers, I think there will be a project also from Argentina as well, right? Which is really a stunning project too, but I don't know much more about it. I'm really looking forward to seeing it as well.
Yeah, I'm really curious to hear more about the project as well, and to hear about all the challenges that are climate specific that you had to overcome, specifically with shading, right?
Yeah, huge problem here. Yeah.
I heard that it's just a must. There's no way around shading the southern climate in Spain, correct? So it sounds like there's a lot going on in Spain in terms of passive house and passive house projects. Can you tell us a little bit more what PEP is and what you do?
Yeah, well, PEP is a nonprofit organization and is in charge of the dissemination of the standard in Spain. Also, we are an affiliate of AIFA. Well, what PEP does is, we don't have projects. We are not passive house. We are not offering passive house consulting or certification. So they provide us a really good position with the public administration and policy makers, because they see PEP like like a neutral part, no? So we are doing like dissemination, we are doing some translation of technical documentation. We draft new content also, such as best practices, passive house guides, or we are getting involved also in building monitoring studies, such as the radio monitoring study that we are developing now. So we are focusing more in the teaching, dissemination, institutional, and also, research part. And, we have a lot of members and companies that support us in our work daily.
So why do you think Spain has been so successful spreading the passive house world or word?
Well, I don't know. Maybe it's in this kind of line, like I told you before, because we are like apart from the passive house consulting and this kind of business. So we are centered more in what the administration needs, and also maybe they need some specific knowledge that we have and we can share with them. And we are always in the culture of sharing. And, I think also the situation in Spain or globally too, but we have a lot of energy poverty. So I think in this aspect, also the public administration is going little by little concerned about that we should spend less money and also use less energy. And well, also because we live in a country with, as you said, really different climate zones, and in many parts of Spain, we have it's really cold during a lot of months, and the other part is really hot, and yeah, it's a really huge problem. It's year we are suffering of that with that, and I think the administration know it, and also the companies, no? The companies know that Passive House is a really economic standard at the end, no? At the end of the life of the building, you will save money, and then of course you will save energy, and you will lose you will produce less CO2 and all these kind of things we all know.
Yeah, and it's just great to see that it's been adopted for extreme cold and for extreme hot climates, right? That it's been recognized as a standard that actually works for both or all of the climates.
Yeah, exactly. At the beginning of the history of Passive House in Spain, I think in the north of Spain were more successful the standard because they have similar climate as than Germany, no? So it's in the beginning was like that, but now the south of Spain is realizing that they can take advantage also of this standard. So yeah,
I'm excited to hear about the projects at RB24. And one of the ones that you mentioned in Vitoria, I looked it up, and it's I'm excited to hear about that one. As you said, it's the largest Passive House hotel
in it's the largest accommodation in Europe. Yeah. As far as I know. I don't know if in 1 month it will be another one, but
it looks great. And at the end of November, you guys had a conference. Yes, you host a conference every year. And last year was in Valencia. Is that right?
Right.
Which is sort of in the mid-climate region of Spain. Not too hot, not too cold. Just out of curiosity, can you tell us a little bit about how that conference was for you guys?
Yeah, it was take place in November in Valencia, and in this especially conference, the administration, the institutions were really committed with us, and they also sponsored the event. So we were really happy about that. The conference was great, and we had 500 attendees more or less. And 30 companies, exhibitors. So yeah, we were really happy. Then in the last day, we were visiting some buildings in Valencia, in the surroundings. And as you say, it's like a mid climate, and it's difficult in this part of Spain that they may know. But maybe it's not necessary, no, the standard. But little by little in Valencia they are realizing that also is about health, it's about thermal comfort. Maybe they have more months in which they can open windows and stay in comfort, but they have also some periods that they have to close it, and also that you wanted to be with a really good air quality, you know, at home. So, yeah. But it was really nice and really, really great conference. We were really happy. Yeah. And yeah. We are preparing the next one, the next autumn.
That's a great number of attendees, 500. That's like really big number. That's great. Congratulations.
Thank you.
I thought one of the projects that was discussed there maybe was there's a conference center that's doing a retrofit to become Passive House. Did I read about that?
Yeah. It was this conference center in Valencia. We did a pre-project we were doing some calculations in order to see which solutions are best to be implemented in the conference center. And yeah, it was presented on the conference. And also we are planning to do some open webinar for that, because we think we have enough information to share, no? And although it's a really it is a really in the beginning of the project, it's not like a final step of energy project and energy retrofit of this building, because it's huge and we didn't have time. But we really believe that the conclusions and everything it will be interesting for the audience too. Yeah.
And you mentioned studies that you have done, and one of them that I found really interesting was on air quality inside Spanish schools. Can you talk about that a little bit?
About a monitoring study? Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, we made like 3 years ago a monitoring study in different schools in Spain, different kind of buildings, different kind of they were public, they were private, they were a brick, wooden, stone. So we tried to pick a really representative examples from the education buildings in Spain. And we found really interesting results, which are the only 1 hour of the six hour that normally, as average, the students spend in schools are in good conditions of thermal and air quality, interior air quality. So it's really, it's a big number that we have to consider. So in this year, it was during the pandemic, we were meeting with different institutions and so to raise awareness of this, no, that schools should be like the safest place and the more comfort place, no, to be to learn in proper conditions. So yeah, it's important. It's really important to have a focus here. In Spain, only 2 or 3 schools are built, and still there are a lot of work to do in this area, in the educational area. Yeah,
it's a way to reimagine buildings, but you're showing a path for how to reimagine the schools. Yes,
At the end, I think we are not going to talk about schools, but we can mention we can mention the study. Yeah,
I think once you really start looking at how much time we actually spend indoors, whether it's a school, a workplace, or a home,
exactly,
it just becomes so obvious how important indoor air quality is. And passive house is just one way to achieve a better indoor air quality. So I'm really excited to hear more about your projects. And I mean, what Spain is doing is just so inspirational overall. I mean, the success that you're having spreading the word is just great. And yeah, thank you for being part of Reimagined Buildings.
Thank you. Thank you for inviting us, for being part of it.
Great. Thanks. Thanks so much for coming and talking to us. And we look forward to your presentations and everybody from Spain and around the world.
Thanks for tuning in to this special episode of the Passive House Podcast, featuring some upcoming guests for our Reimagined Buildings 24, happening on March 7th and 8th. Reimagined Buildings is a global online conference that will provide information, connections, and inspiration to make buildings that can change the world. Over the course of 24 hours, we'll circumnavigate the globe, unveiling a new innovative building project every hour, complete with actionable solutions and lessons from around the world. Also earn AIA credits. RB24 live program sessions will be submitted for AIA CEs in partnership with AIA New York State. And for students, check out our scholarships and special student discounts. Many thanks to NYSERDA for being the stakeholder sponsor of RB24. Register now for Reimagine Buildings 24 and use the promo code PODCAST for a 20% discount.